name is Paola Testa. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. It's the 31st of July 2009 at 4:20 a.m. Please could you tell me your full name, your date of birth and where you're from?
My name's Gerry Byrne. My date of birth is the 16th of August 1953 and I now live in Whitley Bay, but I was born in London. Whitley Bay in its northeast.
What took you to Whitley Bay?
I always wanted to live by the sea, and once I'd sort of got rid of my children, as it were, I thought, oh right, I'll go and go up there, and I haven't regretted it. I do love it up there, apart from it rains, and then it's a bit bloody miserable.
How long have you been there now?
5 years.
And you like that you moved from London to there?
Yeah, I felt a bit stressed and kind of it's too noisy and too dirty and too busy, and it's much nicer just being able to walk by the sea and chill out.
So how did you first hear about the One Another project?
My friend was on a mailing list because the, I think, Artichoke had done the Sultan's Elephant, and she had seen that, and so she told me about it, and she also put her name in for it, but she didn't get selected, which is quite sad, but hopefully she's going to be here to support me today. And so I just bunged my name in, and I think because I'm from the northeast, the odds were a bit better.
And what inspired you to apply?
I think I'm just a show off. I just, you know, like performing and getting up on making a fool of myself, really.
And happened when you heard you had a place?
Gosh, I can't really remember, to be honest. I mean, I was quite pleased, and then I sort of forgot about it for a bit, and I kind of intermittently thought, what am I going to do? What, I've said that I'll do this and now I don't know what I'm doing, but I don't know what I'm doing, and I'll go up there.
So have you had some ideas about what to do?
Yes, and I've had lots of ideas, and the latest one is I'm going to have a Trafalgar Square is sort of noted for demonstrations, so I'm going to have a nano demonstration, just me up on the plinth.
And what will you be demonstrating?
Well, various things. The first one is about the Vestas occupation, which is a factory that makes wind turbines on the Isle of Wight, which they're threatening to close, just at the point when it's been decided that climate change is a really serious issue and we should be putting it into developing alternative energy sources. So it's completely bonkers, and the workers have occupied the factory, and so it's to support them. And to, there's also other things that I will be publicising, which have escaped me for the moment, but I've got a little reminder on my phone, and so I'll look that up. And I may also be reading a poem by Shelley, The Mask of Anarchy, but I don't know if I'm going to be wired for sound, so I don't know whether anyone will hear me or not. But it will be on the web, so that'd be useful.
And why have you decided to do the demonstration
to read a poem? I suppose it's that sort of Andy Warhol kind of 15 minutes of fame or 60 minutes of fame, you know, get your moment in the spotlight, so try and use it for something.
And do you often get involved in demonstrations?
Yes, but less now than probably when I was younger. I was always, you know, kind of a bit of a rent-a-mob. But yes, I don't know what else to say on that.
And what do you do up in the northeast? Do you work
or? I'm a writer. I was doing a PhD, but I'm not sure if I can afford to continue with that, unless I sell a book, which would be nice if that happened, but I have to get my finger out and actually do some marketing for the work that I've already produced, and produce some more. But I write novels, crime novels, and also kind of teenage fantasy type fiction. So that's what takes up my time.
And how did you get involved in writing?
I think I've always done it. It's just my sort of natural mode of expression. Don't really know what to say about that. I've been doing it for so long that I can't imagine not doing it now.
Have you always been able to work as a writer?
What do you mean by work? I mean, I've always been able to write, but I haven't always been paid for it. So in that sense, you know, very few writers actually can support themselves just by writing. So I've done teaching, I've taught creative writing, and I've done lots of other jobs as well. But I would like to be able to just live off my writing earnings, but that's not the case as yet.
Have you participated in arts projects before?
Yeah, in the sort of broad sense. I mean, I do kind of improv performance type stuff, and I've done poetry readings and things like that in the past. I'm just trying to think of what... I sort of feel as though I'm a kind of arty sort of person, but I'm not quite sure what definition of an arts project is going on.
Do you write your own poetry as well?
Yeah. But I haven't bought any, so I'm just going to be doing Shelley.
Do you have any expectations about what it will be like up on the plinth?
No, not really. Well, I mean, when I first read the things, the sort of details of it, I sort of thought, oh my God, it's up in the air. I didn't realise it was up in the air. It's 8 metres. And sort of once I'd got that into my head, I don't know, I haven't really got any thoughts. I'll just see what comes, really.
Do you have any hopes or fears about what will happen?
Well, my fears are that my mind will just go completely blank and I won't do anything at all. And then once I got down, I think that was a wasted opportunity. My hopes are that lots of my friends and family will turn out to support me, but I sort of left the publicity of it, I think, a bit late, but we shall see.
Who are you doing this for?
Who am I doing it for? Well, for myself mainly, I think, just because I want to do that, but also I suppose for the causes that I'm going to be espousing up there. So, you save the world.
So have you followed a lot of the demonstrations that have happened in Trafalgar Square in the past?
Yes, I've participated in a few. I mean, and you know, you do question whether any of it's worth it, and maybe one of the things that I'll be doing when I'm up there is just making a comment on, well, you know, you get 2 million people out on the street and what do you get? You know, 5 years later you get an inquiry. That's maybe there's not a lot of point in doing things like that. So maybe having one person up there is just as significant as having 2 million.
And what demonstrations did you take part in?
Well, that was the big anti-war one, but I mean, I've been involved in lots of other things, and of course now my mind has gone blank again. But anti-war things, things against privatisation, one of the things I'm going to be talking about is the privatisation of the Tyne Metro, which I think is a very bad idea. What other things? Again, just nothing's coming.
What impact would you like to have by getting up and doing what you've chosen to do?
I think I'd just like people to think, maybe to ask themselves, well, what forms of expression do we have these days in terms of, you know, demonstrations quite often are banned, you know, the police spend a lot of time kind of stopping people from doing things, and, you know, just what arenas are there of public expression?
One of the things that we're asking everyone to help us get an idea of the people who've taken mm-hmm. part in the project is, what are the things that are important to you in your life at the moment? Would you mind telling us?
Right, what are the things that are important to me? Well, apart from sort of family and social things, I suppose writing and sort of creative expression, changing the world for the better, whatever that might mean, for there being a world for our sort of children and grandchildren to inherit. Yeah, I would say that's a major one.
Have you been watching the project at all?
Not very much. I've seen little bits, but I don't have Sky, and so that I haven't got the sort of streamed bit. And I keep meaning to sort of check in on the website and sort of see how it's going, but I will. I will now.
Do you think you'll go back and watch yourself online?
Yes, but also I watch what other people have done as well, and I probably would have been an idea to do that beforehand, or maybe not. Maybe it would have just made me too nervous to contemplate doing it.
Do you think it's a good way of getting a snapshot of the UK?
I think it's certainly an interesting sort of angle to come at it from. Because people have their own, they can use their hour for whatever they want to do, and it's so in a way it's much more the kind of self-expression of people rather than putting people in boxes. I mean, I know they did all this sort of demographic stuff so that it was representative, but in a way every individual is going to have their own particular take on things, and I think that's one of the things that's quite nice about the project.
And how would you summarise your experience of the project since you first applied and to this moment now?
Gosh, I don't know if I mean, everybody has been really friendly and helpful. But it's a kind of until I came here this morning, it didn't seem entirely real, you know. It's sort of like, am I really doing this?
Have you been in the square today, watching other?
Yes. The girl who was doing the dancing thing was very interesting.
And who are you expecting to come down later?
Well, I hope a couple of my friends and family, and maybe some people from Workers' Climate Action, which is the people supporting the Vestas occupation. And I don't know if there's going to be members of the public at all.
And how are you feeling now, just before you're going to go up?
My throat has just dried up, and so I'm thinking it's going to have to all be mime, because I haven't got... maybe I'll have a drink and it'll come back.
Okay, and before we finish, is there anything else you'd like to tell us or add that we might not have asked you?
Gosh. I can't think of anything. And I'm so slightly worried that I'm not going to be able to think of anything for the next hour either.
Okay, thank you.